Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the fate of the Farm Bill.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, offering online graduate degree programs in clinical mental health counseling, school counseling, and art therapy. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom brings you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Every Tuesday leading up to November 5th, we're looking at a different issue at stake in the election. Unlike much of the legislation in Washington, the Farm Bill has historically been bipartisan, bringing two parties together to compromise on food access and agriculture. But the bill expired in 2023, and a temporary extension of it expires this month. Member station WISO's Shea Frank reports the election adds another layer of uncertainty.
Republicans and Democrats first established the Farm Bill in the 1930s. It was meant to reduce agricultural surplus and raise crop prices in the wake of the Great Depression and the Dust Bowl. Historically, the bill has been reauthorized without much controversy every 5 years. But the last three reauthorizations have faced delays.
We usually pass a farm bill every 5 years. This year, it's been a problem.
That's Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown, longtime member of the Ag Committee. He says agricultural policy is rarely partisan, but issues in the farm bill have become more complex, with disagreements on how to divide funding. Typically, 3/4 of the money goes to nutrition needs, and the rest is divided across other ag-based categories. I talked to farm manager for Patchwork Gardens, Larissa Dupree, on her farm as a tractor treks the farmland in the distance. She says lawmakers are looking at cutting $30 billion from SNAP benefits to move funds to ag commodities and crop insurance. And ironically, that sort of move could hurt smaller farmers like her.
As farmers and local small-scale farmers, if you want people to be able to afford your produce and be able to support your business, then they're going to need those SNAP benefits at the market that we help run.
And SNAP is not only important to small farmers. Jack Irvin, a public policy expert with the Ohio Farm Bureau, says it's a critical part of national security.
Having that safety net provides a lot of long-term stability for our country to have food security, to have nutrition security. And, you know, fundamentally, that is kind of one of the foundations for national security as a country.
But Republicans in favor of the SNAP cuts argue that farmers are struggling to compete with overseas producers and need more support. In June, Republican Senator John Bozeman explained they want to put more farm in the farm bill.
It means we direct additional resources to the tools that farmers rely on. And they are calling for us to invest in, while ensuring we do no harm to our nutrition programs, which account for over 80% of the bill's baseline spending.
The Republican House proposal would increase funds channeled into the Commodities Reference Prices Program by 10 to 20%, which would allow farmers to sell crops like peanut, cotton, and rice with a bigger safety net for fluctuating market prices. The program offers farmers payments that cover the difference between the price of the commodities guaranteed in the farm bill and the product's actual market price. Bozeman says the agricultural landscape is a lot different than it was when the Farm Bill was last reauthorized, and the bill needs to reflect that. But he believes they'll find a compromise.
We've proven we can do that in the past. I believe with all of my heart that we can do it again by passing a bipartisan Farm Bill.
Senator Brown expects to see a finalized reauthorization before November's election.
There's no reason we can't do it before the election. It should, partisan politics shouldn't get in the way. Whoever you're for president shouldn't matter on getting this bill done.
Irvin is also optimistic that legislators can come to a compromise. But he says the election adds to the uncertainty in Washington, a year after the bill expired.
It certainly made it a little bit more difficult to kind of move forward with a pretty large and complex bill like a farm bill before some of those unknowns maybe get answered in terms of, okay, which party's in control of the U.S. House, which party's in control of the U.S. Senate, and of course, who's going to be our next president.
He says while it may not be top of voters' minds, the fight over the farm bill is at the core of American life, the food we eat, and how we access it. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Shea Frank.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.